This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Let's get to the Sea of Fans mailbag.
There he is, baiting, looking, looking, looking. He's under the gun. He's bad, he throws. It is.
All right, so along with the best chat room in all of Raider Nation here at youtube.com/RaidersFanRadio every Wednesday night at 4 Pacific and 7 Eastern, you can contact this show in a multitude of ways. But Matthew Mangus is in there tonight. Andy Two Turnt is in there. Stacy Ruff, Jeff Wilson, the Heat Freak, Wyoming Raider, Michael, Ron the Materator, of course, holding it down, and he's putting in overtime tonight. Thank you, Ron the Materator, and so many good folks in there. We appreciate you. Swag Jeff?
Absolutely, and remember, everyone in the chat, you still have a chance to win the signed Jim Otto helmet. 100% of the proceeds go to the One Nation Foundation. Hall of Fame, 1980 inscribed. Got the Beckett verification number on the back. Every $10 donation gives you one poker chip. Right now we've got 17 people that have donated tonight.
Oh my gosh.
And the number's getting up there,
awesome.
Man. Let's get this number up so we can donate to the One Nation Foundation. This is awesome. Thank you so much, guys. We will do a drawing at the end of the night.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. All right, we're going to run a little bit long tonight. As you can tell, we're already closing in on 2 hours, and we want to get to all these emails and voicemails. So you can call the show at 909-345-3346. In my best AM voice, that is 909-345-3346. And you can leave us a message, and you can become a made man or a made woman if you leave a message 3 times. But before we get to that, we will feature your emails, and you can send us an email at show@RaidersFanRadio.com. That incredibly inventive address is show, S-H-O-W, @RaidersFanRadio.com. Send us an email, and if you email us an indefinite amount of times, you could become a made man or a made woman that way. And Uncle Mosh always takes care of this for us on the emails. Uncle Mosh, who do we have tonight?
Well, we made a little error. We forgot to get Raider Chemist in last week, so we're going to go ahead and feature him tonight.
Perfect.
Hello, guys. This is Raider Chemist, and I got to say, that was a great win. I still can't talk after the roller coaster. The whole game, the team was playing with my heart like it was a yo-yo. I think I aged 10 years when the ball was intercepted. We all did, buddy. I almost ended, and I don't have that many left. I almost ended up looking like Uncle. Hey, wait a minute! He takes a shot at me. I almost ended up looking like Uncle Mosh, and then that end. Oh boy, that was an end worth every penny. I was actually sitting 20 feet from where Zay Jones went in with that touchdown. Oh, so cool!
Nice.
That place was so loud after we won the game both times that I'd be surprised if any other stadium turns out to be louder than what we Raider fans were able to muster on Monday night. Don't get me wrong, I was there, and it was no blackout. There was a good number of Ravens fans, and it was still super loud. I can only imagine how it would be if it was 100% Raiders fans. Even the hot dog stand in KC could not hold a candle to the might of the Raider Nation. Now, I will air some grievances. Can we please stop all the Derek Carr hate?
Yes.
I think we did after that, after last week.
Well, yeah.
We did not look like no superstar. As a matter of fact, he looked like dog poop for much of the first half. But good quarterbacks find a way to win. He won that game. The running game was lackluster at best. He threw over 50 times. He had the most yards from all QBs in week one. There was one reason we won that game, and that was Derek Carr. He had a good defense, but it wasn't lights out either. Not every quarterback would have been able to do what he did, so let's put some respect on his name. Grievance number two. We just beat the Ravens, a team that is constantly in the playoffs, a team that is Super Bowl or bust, a team that has a number of superstars on the team. We beat them fair and square, and it's not like we beat them on a freak play. As a matter of fact, we had to beat them twice. And we looked good beating them both times. Our team looked leagues better than last year's team. So why is Colin Coward still saying that this is a fourth place team? I heard several shows after the win, and most people had the same approach. They said we looked good, but let's wait and see. I can respect that, but Coward praised Carr and mentioned that he put this team on his back. A fourth-place team? What? Is he blind? How does this guy still have a show?
Amen.
The Donkeys played the Giants, and who look like they can't beat my cousin's peewee team? The Condiments almost lost to the Browns that have made choking their local sport, and the Chargeless played Chicago, who still don't know what they are doing at quarterback. We are the only ones that beat a real team, yet we are the fourth place team. I don't know what he is on, but he should stop taking it. It's killing his last remaining neurons. Anyway, I think I've gone for long enough, so I'll stop here. I hope you guys enjoyed the game. I know I did. So until next time, Raider Chemist. P.S. To clear Murph's confusion, I am a guy.
Okay.
Nice.
There we go. Nice job. And that is Edgar. That is Edgar V, who is in our chat often. And yeah, so the last time he emailed us, I didn't have his first name on there. And so I was like, oh, I don't know, you know, if this is going to be a made man or made woman. Okay. Anyways, Edgar, like, email us again. Edgar's in our chat.
No kidding.
Every week.
All the time.
That's his second email. Like, dude, made man status. Email us one more time, brother, and you're there.
Absolutely. So I have an email.
Oh, you have an email.
I have an email.
Well, come on,
bro. That came in late, and we didn't have time to print it off. So we're going to see how good Swaggy J can read.
Oh, this will be interesting.
Because it's been a minute. Yeah,
Now, here's the thing. Let me just clear this up.
Okay.
You may not read well, but you got great eyes.
Oh, thanks,
pal. You've had the surgery. You got great eyes.
I do.
So you can see it on the phone where I can't.
Right. Exactly.
That's why I print them in like 17 font for you.
Well, that's
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So greetings and salutation, fine ladies and gentlemen of the Silver and Black Raider Nation. It's your guy, Raider Roan, Tyrone Graves.
Oh,
nice. The whole family's in tonight.
With another little poem triggered by Week 2's inspiration.
Oh, I love it. Okay. I love it when our listeners get creative.
Well, yeah. Two sacks and a pick, 10-plus QB hits. This year's defense looks so much meaner. Big Ben looked surprised with retiring eyes and said, "You guys must be part-time clock cleaners." We may have walked away with a victory Monday, but y'all did get a consolation prize. You'll put up on your walls at home, work, and malls, "Poor Abrams getting posterized." Najee's a tank is the label that'll read with a picture of a stiff arm real hard. But what that poster won't show is that this tank didn't go no further than 38 yards. Then the Pittsburgh Stallers tried to stop Waller, but couldn't, so they focused to slow him. So we Edwards and Renfroed and Carriered and Draked and Sneeded and Foster Marodum.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
Derek's not selfish. He spreads the wealth. If you're catching, you will get a turn. And what a game ender to watch two defenders simultaneously both get rug burned.
Oh,
come on, rug burned. I love that, friends.
Yeah. That's good.
DC4 threw for 382 plus two touchdowns added to his stats. Like T.O. when he cries as tears fill my eyes with pride, I say, "That's my quarterback." Oh. Yes! Yes!
Awesome job, Tyrone!
Excellent.
That is awesome.
So good.
So that's another guy.
Yes!
Like, that's another guy. Like, send us another. Like, I don't think he's made it. Edgar V in the chat says he's made. I gotta look it up. I gotta check this. We're getting so many now, I can't keep up with everybody. I didn't think we had Edgar made.
We have the list.
I'm gonna look at it right now, but also, yep. Tyrone, same thing.
That was incredible.
He's in there every week. Every week, Tyrone's in there. And now his wife, Ebony, is in
there. Giving him love in the chat.
Yeah, absolutely. So send us one more, and we will definitely get you made here in Raiders Fan Radio. Uncle Mosh, what we got next?
All right, we got J.J. Raider. He says, "Hey, I haven't joined in since winning the Sizzler with my first email after the Super Bowl with my take on blasting Nosferatu TB12 with super soakers filled with holy water. I thought about pulling a Roy Hobbs walk-off, but Raider Nation is just too damn fun." Speaking of fun, Here we are, 2 weeks into the season, the national media is choking hard on Baltimore Crow, with our boys sitting at 2-0 in the first place. Dost mine ears deceive me? Is that the sound of Mike Florio, Colin Coward, Stephen A. Smith, and the national gang's footsteps stampeding to catch up to the bandwagon? Do yourself a favor, Raider Nation. Don't give this group of McChuckleheads any of your attention.
McChuckleheads.
I love that. We'll welcome any fan who wants to ride shotgun on this wagon, but let's all put the figurative boot to the face of the national media as they try to climb on board. Don't give them your time. Don't give them your clicks. I've never seen so much mental vomit in my entire life. When it comes to the national media, the crap is always browner on the other side of the sewer. Oh. Stick to RFR, Q Myers, JT, and others who dole out the truth about our team. Wow. Don't hold back, JJ Raider. I've been a Raider fan since the 1980 Super Bowl. As a young 9-year-old, I was at my grandparents' house for the game. My grandmother asked me who I was rooting for, and I was just starting to get into football and hadn't formed any allegiances yet. I told her I was thinking about rooting for the Eagles. Biggest mistake ever. The look on her face would have made Darth Vader piss all over his cape. As her daggers stared through me, she said, "Young man, we only root for the Raiders in this house.
Let's go."
I politely capitulated to her firm command and had an incredible day after that, followed by multiple decades of fun and frustration. The 26 in my handle is for my favorite all-time Raider, Van McElroy.
Oh, nice.
Love that guy's grit and hate that he had his career cut short by injuries.
Yeah.
I gave the brief history lesson to help everyone see some context. I've seen the great times and, of course, the worst times. It's okay to feel great this week and at the same time not get ahead of ourselves and punch a ticket to the playoffs. Just enjoy the moment. I do have a bit more optimism than the last few years, and it's based on a simple truth that I teach my kids. It goes like this. People who are paid a lot of money or are in a position of authority aren't necessarily intelligent or deserving of their position. Paul Gunther, step right up. Other examples. Gruden playing Witten over Moreau. Adam Gase not giving the ball to Lynch at the 1 yard line. Andy Reid with less than 2 minutes to go. The Broncos having a horse with a mullet on their helmet. I rest my case. This year, we see players being played in the position that they play best. What a concept. It's as if two brain cells got together and multiplied a few times. Speaking of using more brain cells, let's all play a little game of what's more likely. What's more likely? That the Chargers will actually live up to the same hype they get every season despite no evidence to back it up? Or that they will dissipate faster than Andy Reid at an air... an air biscuit in a Midwestern tornado.
Nice.
What's more likely? That the Broncos have a legit team after beating the two worst teams in the NFL, or that they will keep the John Elway selfie as their team logo?
Nice.
Lastly, what's more likely? That since winning the Super Bowl, Andy Reid has become a clock-managing savant, or, oh, please. Asking Andy Reid to clearly execute the two-minute drill is like asking Picasso to paint a bowl of fruit. The finished product has an eyeball coming out of the apple stem and a banana protruding from Mahomes. Well, you get the point. This is a family show. Suffice to say that Andy Reid is totally blind when it comes to clock management. He was on the verge of blowing the Super Bowl until San Francisco decided not to have anyone within 15 yards of Tariq Hill on 3rd and 15. I guess even a blind, lame, geriatric, impotent squirrel gets a nut at some point. Here's hoping that he gets up his strong pattern of clock management and that the KC offensive line keeps showing to form so that we can see our boy Crosby take out Splat Mahomes.
Let's go.
For the victory at Allegiant. Love you guys. JJ Raider 26.
Nice job, JJ Raider. What an email. Nice job. Not only for his vocabulary there, mentioning politely capitulate, but your excellent pronunciation of that as
Thank
well,
you.
Maj. So, hey, just real quick here, program note. We're at 2 hours now. We probably got another hour's worth of show. Boys, you good to go for
yep.
to
yeah,
close
let's
this thing
let's
out?
Roll.
All right, so we'll release this thing probably as a two-parter for sure this time. So, chat room, hang in there with us, man. We're still going to give away that Jim Otto helmet here coming up in a little bit. We got a couple more emails, and then we got all your phone calls. Uncle Mosh, who do we got next?
Yo, what's up, Murph Swaggy? You're the one and only Uncle Mosh.
Hey.
I hope all is well and everyone is safe and in good health. How about them Raiders? The end of summer came a few days early when the autumn wind made a trip through the AFC North, blowing ravens from the sky and knocking over steel curtains. Watching these so-called analysts and experts stumble over their words is wonderful. I would say I'm confused, but when did Gruden ever say he didn't want Carr? You can clearly see they don't pay attention to our press conferences. Anyway, Monday, I woke up feeling great and decided to drive to Domenico's in Alameda.
Nice.
I'll tell you, those cannolis taste better on a victory Monday. How many cannolis you think Andy Reid can eat? Probably 30 every 10 minutes. Never mind that. On a serious matter, I hope this injury bug is over with. I'm loving this defense, but I'm not going to lie. I miss having Hudson in the middle of the O-line. Me too. I know we got to give James some time to grow, and maybe I'm just used to not worrying about the center position for a while. Either way, we have to stay level and take it week by week. It's not over until Jamarcus Russell sings. Tuna's on the menu next week. Should be a breeze, but let's see. All love and respect. Ta-da, Ritter!
Yes, nice job, Ty. We appreciate you, my friend. And always with the Domenico's reference, we can always appreciate that. So, hey, just a quick follow-up on Edgar V. I don't have you on the list of made men, so I've got you and Tyrone down both for next up, next email from either of you guys.
Yes.
And you'll become the newest made men here in Raiders Fan Radio. Uncle Mosh, we got one left.
Evening, everybody. It's 2-0. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me do that again. Evening, everybody, in 2-0 land. I hope this email finds you safe and well. And another excellent performance from our boys on Sunday. And what a great start to the season. I'm trying not to get too carried away. After all, we've been here before, but it's just me. Or is it just me? Or does this feel different now that we have a defense? There seems to be a different kind of vibe around us and a new kind of belief. I'm a sucker for small details that can mean big things. For example, the way the guys rallied around DC and Delon Leverett when they were hurt. The fun that everybody seems to be having. The growing camaraderie and understanding on the field. And I noticed on the Sounds of the Game video after week one, DC tapping Snake's photo on the way out to the field. Just little things, but big meanings behind them. I was obviously delighted when we beat the Ravens, but this win against the Steelers
yes.
was different. With it being on the road and against such a historical rival, we needed everything to come together as a collective against such a difficult opponent, and it certainly did. We looked like a real force to be reckoned with. Offense, defense, special teams, and coaching. All of it was first class. I even had a Steelers fan tweet me and say how legit our defense looked. So we must be doing something right. There are plenty of individual pundits to be dished out and all very worthy. But I'd like to pick out Derek Carr for a masterful leader's performance from start to finish. But one thing, DC, please don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Also, Hunter Renfro, man, I tell you, this could have been a 20-page email about how much I love this kid. Fearless, competitive, reliable, and dynamic. The toughest, most reliable player on the roster. Wes Welker, 2.0.
Yeah, I'm with him.
When he goes back to the locker room, does he revert to being Clark Kent? A few other observations. Tackle of the game goes to Leverett. I hope the guy is okay after that. Us too. A word about Jonathan Abram. He's going about his business very efficiently, hitting hard but being sensible and disciplined. He's doing the number 24 justice at the minute. A huge shout out to our entire defensive coaching staff. Just keep doing what you're doing, fellas. Funniest moment of the game. Coach Gruden caught on CBS dropping F-bombs like a Mangus email. And the Steelers trying to play hurry-up offense, which lasted all of 45 seconds before Roethlisberger started breathing through his ass. I started last week's email referencing the quote, "It's not the winning, it's the taking part that counts," which we can all agree is nonsense. Well, I'm heading down the same path this week with two quotes that are appropriate. The first is from Mark Twain. "Never argue with an idiot. They'll drag you down to their level and beat you with experience." The second is, I believe, by Abraham Lincoln. Apologies if I'm wrong. "It's better to remain silent and be thought of as a fool than to speak and remove all doubt."
Love it.
The above quotes apply in particular by two people this week. First, the person that left a comment on the RFR YouTube page after last week's show claiming we don't care enough about the Raiders on this show. I can't remember your name, but I will say this. If you're watching again this week, in all that's holy, I don't know what show you've been watching, but your perception of things is so far off its beggar's belief and about as legitimate as a Charger fan in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
Secondly, Gene Steratore. "I'm being very, very polite when I say how much I dislike this man. During the game on Sunday, as you would all have seen, DC scrambled, was hit by a linebacker from behind, and then clearly hit helmet to helmet. On commentary, the bag of wind said he believed DC had encouraged the hit by not sliding, and it was perfectly legitimate hit. If I may be so bold, I would ask Capo, Q-Dog, to include him on the future hit list."
Nice.
"I'll never forgive this creature for the smug way he dealt with us against Dallas a few years ago. There are three smiling faces that turn me to ice. One is the genius Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining, which is pure brilliance. The other two are Jerry the man with the skin of a lizard Jones, who is clearly a reptile, and Gene Steratore that night against the Cowboys. I'll never forget the look on that man's face when he used that piece of a card to screw us. The man has a face only a mother could love, and I doubt she'd even bother. He makes me want to chew through a house brick." So, in conclusion, things have started well for us, Nation. We know not to get too carried away with things, although it does feel different this time around. We have a defense for one thing. However, it's important to take things one game at a time. Not to be complacent, but consistent. Now let's go and squish the fish. See you at 3-0. Stay safe, RFR family. Love you, Raider Nation. His Lordship, the Royal Scribe, Paul Egerton, Shropshire, Mississippi, Polly Award winner 2019, Foggy Glasses Award winner 2020, BRT Sizzler scorekeeper, proud made man, five-time, plus one, winner of the Raiders Fan Radio BRT Sizzler Award.
Wow! Paul. Amazing, Paul.
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 Paul. Your name, Paul.
Paul.
Hello.
Paul.
Paul. I met him with Paul.
Who?
Paul.
Paul. Yes, Paul.
Paul's not here.
Hey, Paul.
Paul.
Hi. I'm Paul.
Had the 55-yarder to send the game into overtime. I mean, I think John is not the first beat, but it's as if he is.
That's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
That's beautiful.
Love it, man. Coach Gruden is the best. All right, so those are the emails, and thank you again so much. And if you want to email us at show, S-H-O-W, at RaidersFanRadio.com. You can also contact the show by dialing 909-345-3346 and leaving us a message. And, of course, where Paul is kind of like the captain of the crew when it comes to the emailers. Capo, he is Aaron the Q-Dog Raider, is the leader of our crew, leader of the Made Men and the Made Women. He always kicks off this segment, and let's check in with our good friend, Aaron.
Greetings, Don Murphy, Sigler, and Maul, son of boss.
Sonny. I saw it on and says, "What the greatest sucker mojo from the university, Jermone the Mean King, Swag Jeff, Ron the Materator, Nation." Now, there will be no trap game this Sunday. We owe the fans for knocking us out of the 2020 playoff picture, courtesy of the other 99, Arden Keith. Now, according to NFL Network's Kevin Patrick, for the first time in the Super Bowl era, the Raiders have gone 2-0 against teams that made the playoffs the previous season. Now, it's only been two games, and I get it. Between Gus Bradley's defense and DC4's MVP like performances, I mean, we're really starting to look like a playoff team. Now, yesterday, Seth Trashman, he wrote an article on the assessment of every NFL team's five-year window. And about the Raiders, he provided the same tired analysis, writing about Gruden's 10-year contract. The franchise has been, you know, showing minimal progress. And, you know, there's no doubt that Derek Carr has improved under Gruden. And tight end Darren Waller has emerged as a star. However, the team's recent, you know, draft results were suspect at best. You know, we're still waiting for F to the E to the R. Well, you know who he is. And number 24, Jonathan Abram, of course, Henry Ruggs to develop. Now, Ruggs went 5 catches for 113 yards, a TD on 7 targets, you know, only if you need him, in his last game. The offensive line also, you know, somewhat might be suspect due to all the changes in the offseason, but that's all tired of analysis. We're undefeated, baby. Now, don't look now, but the Las Vegas Raiders might be a playoff team.
Yep, and let's
go. Than what most people have predicted. It's only week two, so you can't get too excited, but I am excited. I mean, stop and think about this for a second. We're leading the AFC North and the AFC West in the standings. I mean, what more do you need? I mean, the Las Vegas Raiders have already shown that they're not the same team from years past. However, I mean, they are simply on a hot streak. And, you know, a hot streak, hey, let my fingers burn. I mean, I'll take it. I mean, the defense, we will need, you know, to get them to play a little bit better. But by all signs, the team is legit. And when Jacobs gets his wheels together and gives DC4 the added run support he needs, look out, silver linings. The Raiders sit atop the AFC West and the North, like I said, but the Kansas City Chiefs, they lost to Baltimore. I mean, on Sunday Night Football, they couldn't conjure up the same blueprint that we laid out for them and have us stop Lamar Jackson. And they didn't do it when it counted. The Chargers lost another one-score late game in the fourth quarter to the Dallas Cowboys. See y'all fools on Thanksgiving.
And let's go.
Isn't that the reason why Anthony Lynn was let go in the beginning with not being able to stop the run? The hit list. Jim Rome, the one potato chip challenge. Mike Wilbon interaction with the user Mike Dick. Did I make the time limit? Rude.
Every time, Capo, every time. Oh, man, I love it. He puts the one-chip challenge on his
hit list. Oh, my gosh, there. check out When the Universe Speaks.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it. Slade.
Slade. So
good.
So dang funny. So thankful there to Aaron, Aaron the Q-Dog Raider, for leading that off, and always with the best takes, too. That's one of the reasons we love Capo. Not only is he a great friend of ours, but we always love to hear from him here as he leads off the voicemail segment. All right, next up. So we got a lot of calls. Some of these are short. Some are a little long. All of them are hitting the three-minute time limit. But we've got some fantastic calls and voicemails from everyone. Let's go ahead and let's just start it off. Let's bring it down a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, let's go ahead. I mean,
start it off right, huh?
I'm just saying, like, if you got candles, light them. If you got aromatherapy, like, fire it up, whatever you do, incense, you know, little essential oils, like, whatever
you got. If you got money, hit the super chat.
Yeah, that's how the Swag Jeff gets sexy.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me give you a camera there. Yeah,
yeah, man.
You get sexy by winning some gear.
Yeah, man. That's right. That's what I'm talking about right
there.
Right.
Swag is sexy.
That's right. So anyway, so we give him a fun time about his amazing sounding voice. But again, like Aaron, amazing Raider takes. So coming live from the Canary Islands is the Italian born.
Hey, guys, Raider Borrico. Borrico here. I'm here at the bar, so I'm going to grab one of those whiskey.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cheers to Big Ben. Big Ben, cheers to you. Where you at, man? Where you at, Big Ben? I bet you heard. Salud.
Salud. What's your Rico?
Next go, whoever the quarterback they have, the fish is the next one to go down. Saying that, love you all, and I'm out.
Oh, I love it. He's in it.
Perfect.
He's in the bar.
He's in the bar.
He's like,
man.
I love to get the American women crazy, but I got to drink some whiskey.
Yeah, they just brought him his whiskey.
I love it, man. Great stuff there from Rico, man. We appreciate you. All right, next up, let's go to, you know what? I didn't have it on our rundown. Man, guys, we had so many tonight.
I had it. We're good.
You got Mojo? I got Mojo here. Leading us off, before we get to Lalo, we've got the one and only Mojo Raider giving us his report from the game.
Oh, nice.
Fellas, made men and women, nation, what's going on? It's your boy Mojo from San Diego. You can tell I got a little bit of a frog in my throat. As promised, calling to give you a quick game day rundown of the glorious Monday Night Football victory that we had this past week. I can finally talk, so I lost my voice maybe even the day before. For that Sunday,
it makes me laugh.
I'll tell
you, I tailgated
so
a little
funny.
Too hard, so I'm just now sobering up enough to give this phone call a run as well. So the tailgate scene, they got some outside stuff like you would expect, more traditional stuff around the stadium. It's easy to get to the stadium if you do some tailgating and some nightclubs or casinos or wherever you decide to do it. There's tons going on. Personally, my wife and I attended the official Black Hole tailgate in Club Omnia, which is inside the Caesars Casino. Saw Wayne Mabry. We saw Gorilla Rilla. Jermaine Dupri was the DJ. It was outstanding. All you could eat, all you could drink for 4 hours.
Come on!
The ride to there, awesome. We took an Uber. It was quick. It was easy. It was convenient. They dropped us right off at the door, scanned our tickets, scanned our clear to get us, you know, proof of vaccination, got us right in there, and we were at our section within minutes of walking in that stadium. The place is immaculate. If you haven't been, take your ass over there, Raider Nation.
Yeah.
It's worth every penny. Game was great. You guys know what happened on the field. Halftime, I don't know if they showed this. Obviously, everybody was hyped for Bruce Buffer. Patti LaBelle, the whole nine. But at halftime, Ice Cube and Too Short came out and did a little halftime show for us. All in all, it was incredible experience. I'm probably running out on my 3 minutes really soon. All I want to say is, once again, get your asses out there. Enjoy it. We earned it. We put up with subpar conditions for way too long. Go and earn, go and reap the benefit of this move, Raider Nation. Until next time, just win, baby. Mojo out.
Let's go, yeah, Lieutenant Commander Mojo. Nice job. Nice job. Love it, man. Love the game day rundown.
Man. Yeah, that was awesome.
You know you're doing your Raider fandom right when it takes you a week to recover
from
the attendance of a football game.
Truth.
You know what I mean? That's so awesome, though. So we appreciate Mojo. All right, let's check in next with our a buddy that we see all the time in the chat. Have not heard from until now. First time ever. Welcome to Raiders Fan Radio to the callers, Lalo Maloso.
Hola, Raiders Fan Radio. Habla Lalo Maloso.
I love
Les
his name.
Les llamo esta sábado noche porque estaba en Twitter y vi el tweet de Raiders Fan Radio. Que quería llamadas con los pensamientos antes del juego contra los Steelers. Con todas las heridas que los malosos tuvieron el lunes contra los Ravens.
Dad, who are you talking to in Spanish?
Español. Oh, man, I forgot to hit the SAP button. My freaking thoughts. Sorry about that, guys. My freaking thoughts. After all the injuries on Monday, my heart is telling me Raiders, but I'm not a betting man. But if I was, my wallet is telling me Pittsburgh. Lalo Maloso, out.
Oh, that was
amazing.
So good.
My
so
gosh.
Good. Okay, so, all right. So, Lalo Maloso calls back. That was fantastic. All right, now, there's a follow-up to that, because he said Pittsburgh, and I think a lot of us had the Raiders going 1-1, either, you know, with one of the losses being against either the Ravens or the Steelers. All right, so you heard Lalo's kid there, and, well, so... Lalo's kid decided to call in and check dad here.
Seriously?
This is really cool. So the youngest made person we have on the show is Max, is Mojo's son.
Right.
I don't know how old Max was when we made him. I don't remember, but I think this is an opportunity for us to have a new youngest made member here.
Hello, Raiders Fan Radio. My name is Mr. Los Angeles, and I'm in the fourth grade. I'm glad my dad, Lola Moloso, was wrong for thinking the Steelers were going to win. We just won, baby. See you on the YouTube. Bye.
Yes! Nicely done.
I love that.
Isn't
kid.
That great?
Hang on. This is
what
for
him. What
did
he call himself? Mr. Los Angeles? I love
so
that.
So cool, right? Love it, man. Love it. Great job there. So fourth grader.
That, 9 years old.
Again, I don't remember how old Max was. Around that age, I think Max was like 10 or 11,
yeah,
something
like that.
Yeah,
I think so,
too. Yeah, so great stuff there from Lalo and Mr. Los Angeles. And so, all right, next up here, let's go check in with another one of the longtime made men, and that is our good buddy, Coach Davis.
What up, Murph, Uncle Moss, Swag Jeff, Capo, Aaron the Cute Dog, Raider. This your four-time Sizzle Award winning made man, Coach Davis, checking in. Look, man, you know, here at Raider Nation and the Raiders organization, man, we about equality. You know what I'm saying? I know we all may have our differences. We may not all think the same or believe the same. You know what I'm saying? But come game day, we all have one common goal. We want to see the Raiders win. So, I'm going to go ahead and have to ask everybody to let's reserve judgment for Dez Bryant. You know, I know everybody mad that, you know, he beat up his mom or whatever, but look, man, check this out. I'm not gonna pass judgment. I'm going to my mom's house today, man, and she a Steelers fan. And I saw some passes on Monday night that were so good they'd make you want to smack your mama. You know what I'm saying? So it might just be going down. Don't judge me. Love me. I'm a Raider. I'm just playing, mama. You know I love you.
Oh my gosh!
Okay.
So deadpan. The delivery was beautiful on that.
That was so incredible.
So you guys had the same reaction I did that when I first heard that, I was like, oh, no. I was like, where's this coach? And then he hit that, and I lost it.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap.
That was so funny, man.
Oh, that's incredible.
That was incredible, man.
Oh,
great job.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what, this show is worth going 3 hours tonight.
Oh, no kidding.
A three-hour show.
His delivery was amazing. Unbelievable.
That was
so
beautiful.
Good, right?
Yeah.
That was good. That was very good. Great job, Coach Davis. You slayed all three of us. I thought Jeff was going to fall out of his chair.
Holy crap. Oh, that was so good.
Mangus says, thank God my mom is a Raider fan.
No kidding. Coach Davis with your mama's ass, too.
Oh, gosh. All right, next up, let's go to, we call him the Houstonian. He is our good friend down there in Texas. He is Houston Raider Steve.
Murph, Mosh, Wag, Jeff, Nation, Houston Raider Steve. Only got a couple hours of sleep during all this trip with planes, trains, and automobiles. Just want to say that the pregame was really cool. They had Rocky Blair out there with Mel Hodge, and they talked about the immaculate deception play. On that play, it was 4th and 10, and he turned to the crowd, Rocky did, and he says, there's no way we're going to get this blanking first down. And all of a sudden, he heard the roar of the crowd. He looked over there, and all of his teammates were running down the sidelines. He was running down the sidelines in NFL films. Shows him in the locker room running in there and everything, showing Rocky. And he said, that was the greatest play in NFL history. And if you go out in the parking lot, there's a plaque out there with the footprint in the exact spot where Franco picked up the ball, and he says we were allowed a lucky bounce. Anyway, it was just a great game. We really showed up. We were loud. We were yelling Raiders and everything. One other thing is funny. When his grandfather and his father lived out in California, and Rocky played for the Steelers. He was in San Diego one game, and they were in Palm Springs, and they were up a game in Oakland. Some guy was really talking a lot of trash, really negative about Rocky. His grandfather turned around and started slugging on him and everything and hitting him pretty bad. He got kicked out of the stadium. Anyway, great win by the Raiders. And hopefully a little bit of the immaculate deception went away today. Great team win. Team effort. Bye. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye. All right. Great job there from Houston Raider Steve, always providing us with a little perspective on, of course, on Raiders history. We appreciate you, my friend. All right. Next up. So this is interesting, guys.
Okay.
Okay. This is someone who didn't leave their name. It was a hidden number.
Oh, wow. Call from a private line.
It did, but it's not.
Is this one of your exes? No.
I'm trying to catch up to you, Mosh.
Is it one of mine? That was my next line. Is it one of mine?
No, I don't think so. But
hey, Raider Nation, this is Mosh Crosby from the Oakland Raiders.
Oh my God!
Last time we'll say that on this show.
Oh my God!
Remind me to text the Menguses and tell them to drop that
down there. Okay. With that's Khalil Mack status. We don't talk about it.
Yeah.
All right. oh no. Michelle said, "Sweat says, damn Swag."
Oh my gosh!
All right, here we go.
Oh my gosh, this is going off the rails.
It is going off the rails. This is always the most fun we have on the show. All right, but anyway, so unknown caller, unknown number, unknown location, unknown everything. This might be the first unknown made person that we get if they call two more times.
Go Raider Nation!
There you go.
Oh! Well, I'll be damned. Kind of sounded like her.
Yeah.
Go Raider Nation!
There you go. All right. Well, thank you for the call. All right. Next up.
Let's get back to jerseys that you bought her. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, jeez.
They're too small for me. So
you think?
You can have them.
You got kids.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Here we go. All right. y'all are killing me tonight. It's so
And we're
fun.
Not even drunk.
No.
Coach Davis says that call deserves the sizzler.
A tall order tonight. So the Sizzler Award, award to the best email
I'm
phone
so
call
glad
week.
The Mosh is here tonight.
Oh, man. We've had some epic, epic emails and voicemails tonight. You guys are the absolute best. See what I'm talking about? Like, if you're new to this show, like, this is what it's all about, man. Our listeners are the absolute best. Y'all are crushing it. And we're only halfway done with the callers. All right, let's get out next. Let's go up to Ohio where our good friend Ron the Materator resides and his buddy up there, Dave in the 330.
What is up, Raider Nation? It's Dave out here in Ohio. Glad to be back in Ohio. Went out to Pittsburgh for the game yesterday. It was great. Just glad to be out of that state. Nothing against the state, but their team is a big steaming pile of Browns. And we left them in a poor condition. It was so great to see freaking Ben laying on the ground all the time. I had a great time at the game. Sat way up top on like the 40-yard line. Good view. There's a good view from that stadium of the river from the wayside. I did get into the game about 7-8 minutes into the first quarter because logistically it was a nightmare. It took them about an hour to get us through the gate. I don't know what was going on with that, but just everybody was stuck outside trying to get in. So a little disappointed with that. Those terrible towels are freaking horrible. They should outlaw those things. They're like chemical warfare because those people probably aren't real fans. Those towels have never been washed because all the lint flying off of them, when they're spinning them around, you can't breathe. It's like a dust cloud showing that they probably just bought them and opened them right before the game. Bunch of losers. But anyway, can't stand that city. I hate going there for work. I just don't like the city. It's hard to get around in that city, but that's every major city. But you know what? I hate that one particularly because I just left it. So
come
there
on.
It is. Good game, Raider Nation. We're 2-0, tied with the Donkeys for leading the division thanks to the Dirty Birds taking care of the Chiefs last night. So we've been here before, though, you know, starting out strong. Hopefully they keep it going this year. Seems like they have a good vibe going with them. I hope they can keep it going. We got a lot of good pieces out here, but so far, my prediction's been right. Win, 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 win. Raiders!
Yeah! Nice job, Dave in the 330, man. He's a great caller, man. We love Dave in the 330. And all right, so I love it with the report there. from what happened up there in Pittsburgh. Love to hear those game day experiences. Definitely keep those coming at us. And we'll have our own to report here after the Miami game. All right, next up, let's check in with our good buddies out there in Fremont, California, holding it down, the only made twins here in Raiders Fan Radio. Let's hear from Daniel and Matthew Mangus. We call them the Mangai.
We told you, Swag. We told you this is going to happen. We told you this is going to happen. Come on, get over here. Get over here. Get over here.
Oh, my
get
gosh.
Over. Yeah, throw it down. That's like that.
What?
That's like that. That's QB Jack.
Oh, my God.
They're beating up the wrong Jeff.
Get him. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Hand him a tough as nails.
What's all right, man? What's all right?
Sorry, QB Jeff. There he is, motherfucker.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's not him either. That's just a random dude. It's not? No. No, it's not him.
Oh, my God.
It's just someone that looks like him.
Oh, my God.
Calm down, bro. Calm down. We're going to go to jail. We're going to get arrested. All
right. Just calm down. Calm down, all right? You can see that we're hyped.
Yeah.
We're hyped.
Yeah.
We're hyped for this match.
We also hyped. Our Raiders are 2-0. Oh!
Let's go!
Let's go!
And we just have one thing to say. Oh, Raiders Fans Radio!
Nice.
There. Be sour. Clap for your world famous 2-0 Raiders and feel the power!
Yes!
Go, boys!
It's a new day in the NFL. Yes, it is. And if Jacksonville, you ain't down with that, let us put our feet in between thine ass cheeks. Because you've never seen before.
Oh, my God.
So
the
good.
The Magus brothers, the Magus.
So remember when they started calling, they'd go, "Hi, this is Matthew, and I'm calling for and I have a brother named Daniel.
Yeah. We're big fans of the show. We're big fans of the Raiders, and we grew up Raider fans in Fremont, California.
Coach Davis goes, "I know serial killers when I hear them."
Nice. Good job, Mangus Brothers, man. We love you guys and appreciate all the amazing support. Those guys, I'm telling you, they are. If there are diehards around Raiders Fan Radio, it is the Mangus Brothers, man. We appreciate you fellas, and we love you so much. All right, next up, let's get to Kill Jadis. He calls himself the northernmost Raider fan. He's up there in the wilderness of Alaska, where apparently it's already snowing on the ground for his football games. Let's check in with our good friend.
Yeah, you know what it is. Everything we do it big. Yeah, yelling, "That's nothing." When we pull up from the LUT, straight bumping, ripping our tongue. When you see us, you know everything. Black and silver, black and silver, black and silver, black and silver. We put it on the receivers as we cut the wind. Black and silver, black and silver, black and silver, black and silver.
Macho Man Rainer Savage, 2-0 is our record. Now, we've seen this before last season, but what do you think of this victory?
Oh, yeah. Sunday wasn't about the black and yellow. It was all about the black and silver. The Raiders put on a show. And don't you know, Carr's arm was the bow, and the ball was the arrow. And he nailed bullseyes, 2 and Renfro. You get it?
Yes, I get it. 2 and Renfro as in 2 and Pro. But how about that defense, though? I have ways for so long for our defense to show up, and here they are.
The defense was like the Vikings of old as they raided London. Not only did their Clemente Bridge fall down, but so did their Big Ben, yeah! And there wasn't any fair lady to talk about it. No, there wasn't. And Big Ben fell twice, and that shot by Mad Max Crosby gave me nostalgia from back when Richard Seymour punched injured Jesus in the face. Dog performance, yeah.
Well, except for when Jonathan Abram decided to become Josh Norman 2.0 and get tossed around.
Oh, geez.
And Arnett forgot that he was not in college anymore and gave up the middle play.
Yeah, well, negatives aside, we got a blast in the past as Derek Carr channeled the spirit of LaMonica and Henry Ruggs channeled the next Raider in the Hall of Fame, Cliff Branch.
Let's go.
He went with the bomb, and there's only the touchdown. Oh, yeah.
Hey. Did you hear about the Steelers fan that had an accident?
Of course I did. Who knew that having a Raider name...
Do you know what this is, what he's talking about, Marsh?
Uh-uh.
Somebody snapped a picture. It was sent to us by Kevin the Raider Nerd. Somebody snapped a picture of a Steelers fan washing his pants in the sink in the restroom that were laden with, you know.
Doo-doo?
Yeah. Terrible, and terrible
like
picture.
Cheeks out.
Yeah, it was, cheeks
it was
out.
It was a Jerome, a Jerome Bettis jersey and then cheeks.
And then,
Sure,
but high skill makes Steeler fans so uneasy. So uneasy that one end up dropping a Cleveland steamer in his piss. Do you like some Steeler fans and like the Browns? Maybe they have a brown streak in the inside. But Enzer Nation is a nation that has no shame. He went to the bathroom and washed it down the sink in front of everyone in social media. And if he was part of Raider Nation, he would not have had the pro, because Raider Nation has no fear, no remorse, and no patience or cowardice. And the Ravens did their job against the Chiefs, first in the division. And that's why we got to keep the momentum. All my Raider fans in Texas, you guys claim to be the best in the world at this, so prove it as you fire up your Crimson Smokers. Because Sunday, we're going to have a Texas-style barbecue. And Dolphins on the menu. Bring on a two of tunas. Oh, yeah.
Nice job there, Kiljadis. Good job. Always, of course, accompanied by Macho Raider Savage there. So we appreciate that call. All right, we got one more to get to. This long show, and appreciate everybody that has hung in there with us through this marathon. Jeff, you want to shout out the chat one more time before we get into this last call and close it out?
Absolutely. We got Tide Raider Coach Davis, Michelle Sweat, All Eyes on G.com is in there. Coach Davis is in there. RM is in there, who gave a shout out to the MTSU helmet in our background.
Let's go, Blue Raiders.
Yeah, man. Daniel Mangus, Matthew Mangus, Aaron the Q-Dog Raider. Who else we got in there? Scrolling up. Kevin the Raider Nerd is in there. Kiljadis is in there. We got the whole crew, man. And the numbers keep going up, man. Hey, last chance right here for you to donate. It. Every $10 donation gets you one poker chip into the entry to win the Jim Otto signed mini helmet, inscribed Hall of Fame 1980. You got about probably what, 5-10 minutes left to get it in there. We've got 20 people that have donated tonight.
Awesome.
That's incredible.
Amazing. And tell them where that money's going.
And it's going to the One Nation Foundation, which gives to Raider affiliated charities. Our numbers are going up, man. Hey, we got $20 left to get to a cool milestone.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So come on with it.
All right, awesome, man. We appreciate you all very, very much. All right, last call. Let's check in with our good buddy. Since we started doing this show, became a good friend of ours, not only on the show but off the show as well. He is Kevin the Raider Nerd.
What is up, Raider fans radio? Murph, Mosh, Swaggy J. This is Kevin the Raider Nerd. Raiders! What's going on, guys? First of all, I know we're all excited. I'm going to share my excitement in a moment. But I've got two votes of no confidence first. Got a little bit of bad news, okay? Just like Amidala punked Chancellor Valorum in Star Wars Episode 1.
Oh, my God, shut up.
I love it. No, it's great.
Two players. And I'm sorry, Swaggy, but I am done with the Mariota experiment.
Oh,
yeah, it's about done.
Oh, yeah.
Too long for the amount of money that he has earned, and he does not have any availability.
He's not making nearly as much as what he was going to.
God forbid anything were to happen to Mr. Derek Carr. I have confidence in Peterman. He's served himself, done well during the offseason and during preseason.
Truth.
He knows our system, and he's also mobile as well. So I just had to say that. The other player I am giving a vote of no confidence to is, well, Cleveland Farrell. Because it's obvious that the Raiders don't have any confidence in him as well. He's running with the second team, and there's just something not panning out with this guy. I'm done with him as well. But let's get back to the good stuff here. We're talking about the Raiders. They are 2-0. What I love about this 2-0 start is not the fact that they're 2-0, but they have won games against two great AFC teams that
will
be in the playoff hunt later in the year. These two teams, Steelers, Ravens, always in the playoff hunt. One of them doesn't get the top of their division. One of them's going to be out there trying to get a wild card, and this gives us the edge going in there. So let's hope that we can do the same thing against the Finns. Let's beat them. They're wounded right now, which makes me worried about them. Let's not rest on our laurels. Let's try and beat those guys. Because those are three teams that will be trying to go for the playoffs, and we can get tiebreakers if this is the case.
Yes.
All right. So
great point.
Let's keep it going here, guys. Also, I just want to say, one of the things I love about what's happening with our defense is for the first time in 20 years, I've been able to have confidence in our defense as a fan. When the offense would go three and out, maybe only get a field goal, I really feel good about turning the ball over to the defense and letting them handle things. I have not felt this way about a defense in over 20 years for the Raiders, and it is awesome. They have stepped up. I love what's happening. Love what Gus is doing. I'm really, really excited every time the defense comes on, and I am just really excited for those teams. And this team feels like they've got each other's backs.
Yes.
Everyone was out on the field when we all thought Carr was hurt bad. That showed you what you really need to know. Also, don't forget, let's be humble. Lots of Raider talk are in the national media right now that they're 2-0. Stop the MVP talk. We've got a long, long season to go. Go Raiders!
Let's go, yeah! Kevin. Man, that was an awesome call, man. Kevin, I love it that Capo has, of course, his hit list, and now we have the vote of no confidence from Kevin. I like it, man. Great job. So, okay, so I mentioned a little while ago that we award a Sizzler Award to the best email or phone caller of the night. Uncle Mosh has that honor to announce that. And Uncle Mosh, who do we have tonight?
All right, so we started off with a great list of emails. We had a chemist called his email from last week, followed by the poem from Tyrone, which was amazing.
Oh, so good.
Outstanding.
Yeah, good job,
JJ Raider 26, and we got to hear a little history lesson on where that name comes from. Ta-da! Called in, wrote in, again, mentioning the cannolis at Domenico's.
Yeah.
Trying to win his way through, you know, my stomach. Paul with an outstanding email. Oh, once again, it was actually a four-pager this time. It was terrific.
It was great.
Every bit of it was great and well thought out. And then Capo kicked us off. As always, another outstanding voicemail from Capo. Rico. Cheers to Big Ben, a shot of whiskey, and see you later. Mojo reports from the field. I love that. Our roving reporter, yes. Mojo from the field. Lalo Malosa. He did it in Spanish for Hispanic. Hispanic Heritage Month. Is that what it is?
Is it? I don't know. Yeah.
But I love that his son came in and corrected him.
Oh, I love it, man. You know? That was so
good. And then followed it up with his own email that was just wonderful and told us his name is Mr. Los Angeles. It was great.
So good.
Coach Davis threw in there about throwing hands with his mama. I don't know that the three of us ever went foggy glasses before.
Holy crap.
That was really good.
It was amazing. Houston Raider Steve talked about a fantastic history lesson, as always, going in there, telling us about what it was like in Pittsburgh. The unknown Raider saying, Raiders, you know? Dave in the 330 with the steaming pile of Browns hates his Pennsylvania. Kiljadis brought up, speaking of steaming pile of Browns, in his game recap about the poopy pants. The main guys attacked multiple Jeffs.
Oh, yeah,
this
they did.
Week.
Oh, absolutely.
And speaking of Kiljadis, by the way, it was hilarious. It was great. And then I'm reading all my notes. And then Kevin, of course, with his mini hit list.
Love it.
But tonight's Sizzler.
Oh, here we go.
Goes to a former winner.
Okay.
Paul, get your notepad out, because this week's Sizzler goes to Coach Davis.
Going to throw hands.
Sizzler.
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 Sizzler. Sizzler.
Sizzler.
Sizzler.
As a person that's in the entertainment industry for most of his adult life, the delivery and the timing,
yeah,
is impeccable. You can't teach that. You know, you got
so
that.
Good.
You got that.
My gosh. And according to his call, he is now a five-time.
Oh, yep. Sizzler Award winner?
Yep. Absolutely.
We are Metallica, and we are here for your Oakland Raiders.
You know why we are here.
From The Walking Dead to errant Jedi Knights, Raiders fans are a rogues gallery.
Solomon Thomas.
Solomon.
Hunter Renfro.
Quentin Jefferson.
Henry Rugg.
Jacobs. Coach Davis.
I don't know how he...
All right. What is this? Like a Jerry Lewis marathon?
Yeah, we've been at this for a minute.
Since 4 o'clock this afternoon,
and I've been up literally since 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, so yeah.
We've been at it. We're getting a little delirious, but all right. What's your name?
Swaggy J.
Your best friend. Sorry,
I was going to say shout out and swag at the same time, and it came out swag.
Yeah.
So Swaggo, shout out the chat for us, please, and then let's give away something.
Absolutely. So Mike Crowd is in there. Coach Javis, congratulations on the Sizzler. Kill Jadis, Raider Born Rico, Stacy Ruff, who got us to our milestone with a $20 donation. Schmucky the Raider Bear, Tyrone Graves, Ron the Mater Raider, Kill Jadis, Foxy Scorpio, Paul Edgerton, Tider Raider, All Eyes on G.com, Aaron the Q Dog Raider's in there, Michelle Sweat, YO Raider, Al V is in there, Sergio Burgos is in there, Raider Born Rico's in there. Everyone's in there, man. So, yes. Let's give away this helmet, dude.
And you know what? Let me just say, too. Y'all are long haulers, man.
No kidding, man.
We staying in here for this long.
We got 66 people in here right now.
I can't tell you how much we love and appreciate you.
By the way, we broke records tonight.
We did.
At 1 hour and 23 minutes of the show tonight, we went over 100 watching. Yep. We were at 101.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
And we've got 93 likes already, and we're still on the air.
Awesome. Yep,
absolutely. Yeah, and to one-up you a little bit there, and Schmucky the Raider Bear.
Oh, throw an extra chip for Schmucky.
I will throw in an extra chip for Schmucky right there. He now has 4 chips. So now we're over that milestone mark. So we did hit 104 views.
Oh, did it go up to 104? Okay, I wrote it down when I saw 101.
And those are simultaneous. Yeah,
absolutely. So
thank you to Michelle.
So poker chip number 7 is Schmucky the Raider Bear. So he will get one more chip right there. So he now Schmucky. Has
he's happy.
He now has 4 chips. Yeah, he's happy as hell. Excited. You know what I mean? So, he's good right
there. Up there in section 405. Yeah.
Repping it up in section 405. Right. So tonight, we raised a lot of money for the One Nation Foundation.
How much did we raise, Jeff?
Tell them what we did before the game, though. So before the show.
Before the show, well, what did we do?
When we made our predictions, remember?
We made our predictions. So Murph,
was one of us right?
I was the closest, I believe.
Well, you were over.
But I was still the closest. This isn't let's make a deal.
I like the Price is Right style.
I'll bite my butt, okay? I'm the one that makes the rules around here.
Hey, that's true. Hey, Swaggy Jeff was the closest.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Swaggy was the closest.
All right. I said 300
bucks. Before Murph said 300 bucks.
I said 450.
You said 450. I said 390.
Okay.
We raised $410
Let's
tonight.
Go!
Yeah. $410 tonight. That is unbelievable. Thank you so much, Raider Nation. This is unbelievable. This is absolutely
so
unbelievable.
Cool. Thank you to Jason for the helmet. So we can give that 100%. Away tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you to all of you that donated. Yep. All right, let's see who we got.
All right,
okay,
so,
here we go.
Okay.
And Paul Egerton says, it's wide open. There's no Big Bass Raider.
There is no Big Bass Raider tonight. Yeah. So a new person will win a prize.
Big prize, yeah.
Absolutely. So,
you know what that means.
Nice. So we're going to start with the hashtag One Chip Gang.
Okay.
We're going to start with those. So Pirate 1975, a $10 donation. Dave a Folter, a $10 donation. Tide a Raider, a $6 or a $5 donation. He was poker chip number 6. Foxy Scorpio, $5 or $10 donation. Let's see. Ebony Graves, Mrs. Tyrone Graves, a $10 donation. Kill Jadis, $10 donation. Let's see who else we got here and the one chip gang. The dude who did it two chips at a time with poker chip number 17, $10 donation.
The dude abides.
Yeah, man. Lencho, a $10 donation. And Coach Davis, tonight's Sizzler winner, a $10 donation. Then we got Aaron the Q-Dog Raider on behalf of Ebony Graves. Absolutely, a $20 donation. Matthew Mangus, a $20 donation. Let's see. Kevin the Raider Nerd, $20 donation.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, absolutely. Ron the Mater Raider, with lucky number 13 for Hunter Renfro, a $20 donation.
Thank you, Ron.
D the Sun, a $20 donation.
Thank you, D.
Let's see. Eyepatch, a $20 donation.
Nice.
Tyrone Graves, a $20 donation.
You.
Let's see here. I think I just got the big dogs left. Okay. Schmucky the Raider Bear. $30 donation.
Thank you, Schmucky.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's see. What's the next one here? Wyo Raider. A $50 donation.
$50 from Wyo.
$50 donation.
Q-Dog says Big Bass Raider and Wyo Raider have never been in the same place at the same time.
Hey, no kidding, man. That. No kidding. Stacy Ruff. $40 donation.
Thank you, Stacy.
Yeah, and Michelle Sweat, a $50 donation to the One Nation Michelle. Foundation.
The absolutely. Karen, she's the one that built that schmucky I was just showing her.
Well, yeah, video. Absolutely. All so right, $410 tonight. So Uncle Mosh.
All right, get on in the shot. And Mosh's okay, shot go. Over there. Yeah, get on over there.
All right, so what Swaggy J's doing is he's put them all in this Raider garbage can. And, of course, with the Raiders, there is no garbage. We got rid of that. Okay.
It's a popcorn can.
It's a popcorn can.
And he's mixing them all. Mix them all up. Mix them good. Mix them good. All right.
So that you're going to win. This is for the winner of the Jim Otto Hall of Fame helmet. Signed helmet. All right. Here we go. Raider Wolf, we're closing out the show, and we're giving away something cool here as we close out.
And the winner is Big Bass Raider. No. The winner is...
What number, Mosh?
Number 18.
Oh! The winner tonight is Michelle Sweat.
Oh! Hey!
Show the helmet, show the numbers.
Michelle Sweat is the applause, winner Mosh. Tonight of the Jim Otto signed mini helmet.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Michelle Sweat. We don't even got to put this in the mail because she lives where we live.
That's right. Right down the road. Show the number, Swaggo. Show the number. Show 18 there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Show
your number 18 right there.
There you go. And then show your tally sheet there. Fantastic, man. We appreciate you so
very
much.
We would do anything to save $4 on postage around here.
Well, yeah.
That is awesome. Well, Michelle has given considerably on all the other ones as well.
Yeah,
and so we appreciate her. Hey, and Wyoming Raider, shoot me your address. Now, Wyo's a big dude. All I have is large Raiders Fan Radio shirts here. If you want one of these, you can go to our website, RaidersFanRadio.com, and click the gear button, and you can get one of these. But
hey, you know what? Just text us your size and your address.
Yeah,
size and your address.
Send it to show at RaidersFanRadio.com, and we will send you a shirt because we appreciate that.
Yes.
That $50. That was the other big donation of the night, right? Was Wyo?
Yes, Wyo. $50 donation.
So send us your address and size, and we'll get you a shirt. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you so much to everybody that has joined us here tonight. We love you, Raider Nation. See you in Vegas. If you're going to be in Vegas, hit me and Cody up at the Sahara. We'll see you for the pregame show. We'll see you for the postgame show. We'll be at the game. So if you see me at the game, please come and say hello. We appreciate you very, very much. Love y'all. See you in Vegas. Swag Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, and thanks for everyone in the chat, man. Thank you for all the donations, obviously. Thank you for Ron the Mater Raider holding it down in the chat. Thank you to Batman for being here. Kill Jadis. Michelle Sweat, Sergio Burgos is in there, Ebony Graves, Coach Davis, Raider Wolf, Kevin the Raider Nerd, Mike Kraut is in there, Paul Edgerton, who's staying up late watching with us overseas right there. Let's see who else. Schmucky the Raider Bear, Foxy Scorpio, thank you guys for tuning in. Aaron the Q-Dog Raider, you guys are the best. Thank you guys for sticking in for this super long episode. Uncle Mosh, take us home, my man.
You know, it was a great night tonight. And hopefully next week when we're back, it's a 3-0 night, and it might go even longer.
Let's go.
We want to thank everybody except for that one guy for listening tonight. We got 100 likes already tonight, and I haven't even hit the button yet.
Nice.
You haven't hit the unlike
button. I hit the unlike button. All right. So I got my little buddy Swaggy J over there, and I got my little nephew Murph over there, and this is your old Uncle Mosh. And you've been listening to Raiders Fan Radio. Listen up there, hater. This is where we take a lighter side journey into the dark side. Don't ever forget, what happens in Vegas started in Oakland. Don't forget. Adios, malingerers.
Good night, YouTube. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Wear your masks. Get your shots.
Love you, Raider Nation.
God bless.
Goodbye.